the Sketchy Sketch Sketch Show podcast. It's open mic night for sketch.
We cold read comedy sketches, then discuss how they were written.
Here to host the show, I'm Harrison.
And I'm Amy. With us in the writer's room,
I'm Keely Anastasia.
In this week's episode, we shine a light on how easy your life should really be. Then you'll get all charged up for the second sketch. And finally, we have some laughs about the sad state of United States healthcare. Then join us on the riff plane with Roxy and Sonia.
And stick around to the very end of the episode for a fun writing prompt to inspire your own writing. With us on the show today,
Amanda Bigford, she, her.
Jen Bianchi, she, her.
Roxy, she, her.
Ryan W., he, him.
Sonia Feibert, she, her.
All right, everybody, welcome to the show. You ready to goof?
Yeah.
Good to hear. Good to hear so many people are ready to goof. A few weeks ago, some people came on. They were not ready to goof.
Oh, no.
Big crickets, big silence.
This is a goof troop kind of folk troop. I'll work on
group
that.
Goof troop kind of folk troop. I think that's a classic goof saying, troop. Right?
Yeah.
I say goof troop all the time.
Yeah.
Especially with that velvety voice.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Ryan, wow.
Oh. Ryan, save it for the sketch.
I gotta go.
That voice is too sensual.
None of you are fooling me.
We're not. Sketchy's right in and tell Ryan how his voice makes you feel.
Have you ever taken a shower in the middle of winter and your partner goes and puts a towel in the dryer, comes out and wraps you and swaddles you in that towel?
Wow.
It's like that, but then the kiss on the forehead just makes you know that you're safe.
Wow.
Yeah, your voice swaddles me, Ryan.
Okay, we can't wait any longer. We gotta get into the sketch. We gotta know. The sketchies have to know what this is all about. And so do I. All right, guys. Our first sketch today is titled Google Personal Assistant, written by
Jen Bianchi.
Mom will be played by
Jen Bianchi.
And voiceover will be played by
Sonia Feibert.
Stage directions will be read by
Ryan W. Interior kitchen day. We zoom in on a woman's face unpacking an undescriptive bag of groceries. She's smiling carefree. As the commercial progresses, you see more and more chaos unfold in the background. Mess, wild children, pets, and a general hectic mess.
Let's face it, moms today have it tough. With multiple kids and all sorts of activities from soccer to ballet to clarinet. Oh, and oops, we're all out of glitter for the science project that's due tomorrow. How does she handle it all?
Who? Me? I don't.
That's right. With a new Google Personal Assistant.
Oh, no, I'm not doing that.
The personal assistant that keeps all your events together in one place for easy access.
No. Nope, not doing it.
Never be late again with automatic reminders with built-in traffic reports so you can get Susie across town for her Krav Maga lessons and be back in time to pick Jacob up from basketball practice.
Nah, thank you, Uber. Mom's taxi is out of service.
No need to forget who's picking up oranges and juice boxes for Caleb's lacrosse team.
Why would I forget? It's me. It's always me. You know, my husband, soon to be ex-husband, has taken credit for every snack, smoothie, and water bottle I've ever bought. And if he wants credit, then he can start buying them now. I quit.
You can even share your Google Assistant with the whole family.
You know what's not good for sharing? Chlamydia, Devin. Chlamydia was not fun to be shared.
Mom starts chugging a bottle of wine.
Color-coded for each individual aspect of your life to be kept separate while being in the same convenient place.
The same convenient place? Like I was every day for the past 18 years, and then it's my fault his dick fell into a Pilates instructor?
Reminders that go off every 15 minutes to keep you on track.
ding, mom, can you do this? Ding, mom, can you do that? Ding, mom, can you please do all the work so that he can turn around and continue to take advantage of the fact that without you, no one would have food or clothes or even exist? No, we just want to go to dad's new house because he has a pool and new bonus mom doesn't cry or look tired or say no to an 11-year-old getting her tongue pierced.
Google Personal Assistant. Keep your life on track.
Yeah.
Woo. Let's talk about this. Yeah.
So I'm taking a class right now, and it was one of the challenges. It was my homework assignment. And I just really like the idea of all of these technological advances, I know words, that just make your, they seem to make your life easier, but they make your life harder because now we have to be on top of everything because there's no excuse to not be. And especially when my phone dings me and like, traffic looks heavy, you should leave a little early. I'm like, you don't know my business phone, but you do. I don't know. I like the juxtaposition.
Hearing that, like, oh, this makes your life harder. It's so solid. And I think it's in there like a lot, like where it's clear that the phone is like bothering her. But for me, the justification is like the husband has been a jerk, an asshole, you know, like clearly cheating, starting a new family, like taking credit for stuff. And I'd love to see the personal assistant like lean into that, you know, like Google Personal Assistant can send you a photo of who your kids are spending time. And then like the new wife comes up, you know, keep track of the photos your kids take on their phone. And it's like dad with like a bunch of like snacks by the pool.
Yeah. I also tend to write longer sketches. This is actually kind of short for me. Part of it was, I thought that she would just go further and further and I could go one of two ways. I can take her to hell and make it worse, like what you said, or I can make the Google personal assistant like, how about we just start with a nap or like a more sensitive style. I didn't rewrite it because I went to a wedding and got drunk instead.
Nice.
I got you the phone number of a great lawyer in your area.
Yeah.
I would love to see just more kind of like stage directions written in, and not just because I want more excuses to hear Ryan's voice, but just like more kind of like show, don't tell. Like, you have great descriptors of what's going on, but just kind of some more, like, I would love to just, and obviously we're just reading the script here, but like to see these things happening or her world crumbling around her, as opposed to just like having the mom talking into the camera, which is kind of maybe not what you were getting at, but because we don't have stage directions indicating that, we're just seeing the dialogue. So I think some just more like visuals of kind of like a show don't tell type of situation would really add to it. I just want to see more of how this mom's world is imploding and how like unself-aware the Google Assistant is just talking about how great she is.
I'd love to see, I think a fun way to do that, like to make it more actionable visually, would be to add like little devices, like a ping on the keys when it's time to go, or like, you know, a little thing that'll bring your calendar into your car. Like the more devices, the more actionable.
Like we connect to your Subaru. Or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll like start your electric wine opener for you. You can just see like a wine opener that's like already got the bottle open.
I feel like something has to catch on fire at a certain point, like near the end. Mm-hmm. Maybe Pop-Tarts or something, just full flames.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's something about this too, where it feels like the Google Assistant is trying to be helpful and do all these things, and doesn't matter. Mom's life is still going to shit. So I don't know I feel like the voiceover should have some sort of like reaction and some sort of interaction with the mom, just to be like, I'm trying here. We're all trying to help make your life better. I see that your life is terrible and I'm trying, or like, there's nothing I can do because everything I try is just going to get worse for you.
Another thing that I just thought of, thank you for that, is you're crying. Your period doesn't start for 3 more days. But I'm going to go ahead and say no. Because like, I have my tracker on my phone. Show of hands. Who's got their tracker on their phone? All right. Yep. it doesn't work to do a show of hands on a podcast, does it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
It was mostly all hand sketches.
Also, like, I just really related. Not so much for the terrible husband stuff, but just like the mom doing everything stuff. That's very relatable and hit home. So thank you for, I feel seen and I would like a break. That's all. Thank you.
Or credit. Credit would be nice.
That'd be fine. That's fine. Nice. Credit too.
Now available new hype Google Assistant. And it's just a hype man is the last line. Yeah. Go get yours, bitch.
Yeah. Or even just at the end, have the Google Assistant be like, I'm still listening, but I'm not going to try to solve anything.
Yeah, set to vent or problem solve.
Yeah. Have a little knob that shows that vent problem solve, like old timey knob for no reason.
It's an attachment.
Yeah. There's all this technology, but yeah, we still have an old timey knob because that's funny.
I hate when I try to like mute an app or something or someone on an app and then it's like, if you mute this, you might miss something. And it's like, yeah, that's the point.
You know what's not good for Jerry? Chlamydia, Devin. Chlamydia was not fun to be shared.
Our next sketch today is titled The Rescues, written by
Amanda Bigford.
Dree will be played by
Amanda Bigford.
Mickey will be played by
Roxy.
Sergeant Sparks will be played by
Jen Bianchi.
And stage directions will be read by Amy D. Interior living room day. Mickey and Dree are sat on a couch drinking coffee.
And that's why they call me Gravy Slug.
Mickey laughs and checks her phone, looking alarmed.
I'm at 5%. Can I borrow your charger?
Dree digs around in her purse and pulls out a handful of slightly frayed charging cords. She holds them in front of Mickey like a bouquet.
Take your pick.
Do you have any that won't give me a shock?
You think you'll get a shock from that? This is the problem with people today. It might look a little rough around the edges, but it's still perfectly good.
Dree takes Mickey's phone from her hand and plugs it into one of the charging cords with a few frays poking out.
I don't know that I feel comfortable with those stray wires near my new iPhone. Don't you have a new cord?
Dree looks at Mickey in disbelief.
I don't buy cords. I welcome the cast-offs and rejects with open arms.
I appreciate you trying to recycle, but this feels like a safety issue.
Dree digs around in a junk drawer in the coffee table, pulling at fairly frayed cords tangled in a bunch of junk she reefs into it.
Take Monty here. I found Monty on the ground in front of a Sparrow's. Stepped on? Kicked around? Poor thing was certain he was destined for that big old cord tangle in the sky. But I bent over, picked him up, and he's lived in that drawer ever since. Free from the fear of ending up in a lonely landfill somewhere on Long Island.
Yeah. I wouldn't leave Monty plugged in while I was out if I were you.
I would expect those comments from Joe Public, but not you, Mickey. Monty is still perfectly good.
Dree plugs Monty in tentatively and pulls her hands back quickly afterwards.
Okay, you should not be afraid of your charging cords.
It wasn't fear. I got a tiny little zap last time I brought Monty out, but he didn't mean it.
Dree holds her finger up and reveals a blistering wound that covers up to the first knuckle of her pointer finger. She goes into a steamer trunk and after some searching pulls out a cord that is incredibly frayed and has the charge end barely attached.
This is Lil Snack. On my birthday, I was walking down Burrard Street when I was hit on the head by falling debris. Turns out that debris was a 2018 Amazon branded charging cord, cruelly cast out by her owner.
Yeah. But it's trash.
Trash? That very day, I'd left my apartment with a hubris fit for Donatello Versace herself. My phone was at 13%, and I threw caution to the wind. If fate hadn't introduced me to Little Snack, I'd have missed that Red Lobster Groupon.
Dree lifts her pant leg, revealing a regular-looking white sock.
your birthday. That's the day that you called me from the emergency with those second degree burns to your face and hands.
Dree lifts her bangs to reveal a missing eyebrow.
And I'd lose a million eyebrows if it meant giving a home to this perfect and gentle being.
Okay, this is not healthy. You're going to burn your house down with these cords. They're a safety hazard.
Mickey gets up and gingerly attempts to unplug her phone from the cord. Mild sparks fly and she jumps.
So timid, so unsure. You really wouldn't like to meet Andrafas.
I feel I will be complicit in an electric homicide if I don't ask, who is Andrafas?
Dree goes to a closet and closes the door behind her. We hear muffled cursing and a lot of clanging. Dree emerges and pulls a giant tangle of cords woven together with random junk and small tufts of human hair like Dree's. It is not plugged in, but still sparking.
They said it couldn't be done. A being that could sustain the power needs of an entire house party from one lowly socket. Mickey, I am delighted to present to you Andrafas. My house party Rat King Court.
As your friend, I have to say it. You've gone too far. If you plug that in, it'll burn this whole building to the ground.
You are so shallow. I know it looks like hell, but I assure you, Andrafas couldn't be more safe. I am an electronics physicist, after all.
You've lost your mind. I'm out of here.
Exterior apartment building night. People are running and screaming from a burning apartment building. The fire brigade is trying to fight the fire, and we see graffiti that says Andrafas all over the nearby buildings. We pan up to Dree. She is wearing torn up clothing and is wrapped head to toe in old cords standing on the ledge.
Andrafas is king. All hail Andrafas.
The camera cuts to Dree's face. She is melted in a similar fashion to Two-Face, half grotesque, with an eyeball melting down her cheek. Cut to interior office day. Sergeant Sparks is sat on a desk smoking. Sarah McLaughlin's Angel is playing in the background.
Hi, I'm Sergeant Sparks, head of the Vancouver Fire Department. Did you all know that 67% of all fires are caused by faulty charging cables? Save kittens, not old cables. Save a life.
Sergeant Sparks extinguishes her cigar on a pile of old charging cords. They catch fire. Sergeant Sparks pulls a small fire extinguisher from her pants and puts out the fire.
See? Throw the damned things out.
Let's talk about that sketch.
I'm ashamed to say the idea came from my collection of old charging cords that I should be throwing out. And like, I keep them until they are just, it becomes very obvious that they're not going to charge anything anymore. So I was like, why do I do this? And then I realized I had an emotional attachment to them or something. So I mapped it over over the top and can't say words today. An over the top animal rescue situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the map is very clear. It's super fun. The one thing that stuck out to me with this was just how much it didn't feel like we got to like chill from the game a lot. It was like a lot of back and forth and we didn't really come down a bunch. So I'd love to see some resting moves. And also if that inspires any like if then, like to me, I thought this justification of like, it's not trash. Like I saved like a thing was so good. And I'd love to see like what else. What other stuff that was in the trash can does Dree like keep? You know, what kind of like car does Dree drive if that's true? And like, what's Dree's couch made of if that's true? Or like, you know, what else can we like pull out of nowhere and be like, yeah, this is just Dree believes that nothing is trash. It's all like, these are souls to be saved. Just love to see some if then. But the voice in this is so solid. Like, I love the way Dree talk. Joe Public is such a funny thing for someone to say to frame. Like, yeah, maybe Joe Public, but you're my friend. That's great.
I love this kind of second justification even on page 4 where Dree almost like frames Mickey and is like, you are so shallow. Like, you're the problem, like trying to like switch things around here. And I would love to hear more about like more from Dree trying to like frame Mickey as being the unusual person here who just like is so like judging a book by its cover. Like, you don't know what these cords are capable of. You just are looking at them and you're making assumptions, and that's not fair to my friends who I've like named. Lil Snick was my favorite thing ever. I love that so much. But yeah, I would love to see more of like Dree, even though Dree's clearly the unusual person here, trying to like switch it around and Mickey being like, what are you talking about? Like, yeah.
I like that. I did have one question for everyone. I took it to a totally different place in that last scene. Does that work as the ending, does everyone think?
Oh, one thing I was thinking is that I don't know if it's, I wasn't quite following along until that part as far as where, if Dree had gotten arrested for the arson that she committed. But if so, it'd be fun to have her in the jail cell behind as Sergeant Sparks is throwing these things away. Like, no, not my babies. To maybe tie it together to like make it a PSA, but also maybe put Dree in that scene too, of like having then that emotional reaction to her saved cords being destroyed and thrown away.
I think that's dope, Amy. Super agree with that. I'd also say, like, if we're talking about like actionability and like, you know, resting, I'd say like start the fire on page 3 and then like rest after that. And then you can have them come in and like, you can have Sergeant Sparks like enter the same, you know, scene that we were in at the end and sort of like put out the fire or whatever. I also would love to see like Gravy Slug come back at the, like, I think you set yourself up for a killer blow if we just bring Gravy Slug back at the end.
Nice.
Yeah. I did find myself wondering, oh, I like this. Yeah, I want more of this. And I really enjoyed Sergeant Spark. So I think definitely like even seeing them a little sooner would be fun.
Well, I love all these ideas about tying those two worlds together to really like make it one reality. That's awesome.
Especially like, I mean, granted, how would you film this? But Sergeant Sparks walking through the fire. It's kind of fun.
Yeah.
This happens. This is an all too often occurrence.
I could also see it like all of this taking place, but it being set up as like a low budget, like info PSA video for like students. And Sergeant Sparks is like the, you know, the narrator or something who like comes on the screen. And then, you know, the fire could be like fake. And like the kitten, when he says save kittens, not old cables, he could like pull a stuffed kitten out of a tree and then throw the cable. You know, I think it would be funny set up like that too.
Cut to Sergeant Sparks like pausing that on a TV and then being like, so what'd they do wrong, kids?
Exactly. It wasn't fair. I got a tiny little zap last time I brought Moni out, but he didn't mean it.
Our final sketch today is titled Worst Membership Ever, written by
Sonia Feibert.
Danny will be played by
Amanda Bigford.
And Front Desk Attendant will be played by
Roxy.
Interior Gym Day. We see a couple checking in at the front desk. They walk away.
Next.
Danny walks up to the desk.
Good morning. Welcome to Healthy Day Fitness.
Morning. I'm a new member. First time here.
Danny hands over her membership card.
Wonderful, wonderful. Let's see. Looks like you're on the copper plan. So that'll be $200.
Oh, but I have a membership.
Yes, but you haven't reached your deductible.
Oh, okay. What's my deductible again?
Attendant takes out a long piece of paper and folds it many times.
Let's see. $10,000.
That's steep. I think I'll just use the lap pool.
Wonderful. I think you'll find it quite temperate. That'll be $150.
But I'm paying $500 a month for this membership?
Yes. And as you can see in the explanation of benefits.
Attendant takes out a long piece of paper and folds it many times.
That gets you a monthly membership of To Healthy Day Fitness. Equipment, water, and other amenities not included.
Water isn't covered.
Not on the copper plan.
Equipment isn't covered.
Not on the copper plan.
How about stepping onto this tile?
Danny takes a step forward onto the tiled floor.
Unfortunately, that's not included in the copper plan. Oh, and I'll have to charge you $50 for breathing the air. It's double filtered, you know.
But I'm paying $500 a month for this.
And we are so glad you're a member.
But the people ahead of me got in for free.
Ah, yes. Well, they're from Europe.
Damn. Okay, well, how much is it to upgrade my plan?
$2,000 a month.
Damn. How much to add water?
Once you hit your deductible, it's free.
Fine. I'll just pay for the water for today.
Lovely. That'll be $50 per bottle.
Danny hands over her card.
Oh, I'm sorry. We don't take debit cards here.
You've got to be kidding me.
Unfortunately not.
Hi. I think I have enough cash.
Unfortunately, we don't accept cash.
Seriously?
I'm afraid so. Yes.
Fine. I'll use my credit card.
Danny, frustrated, starts rummaging in her bag.
Oh, actually, you're out of network, so it's $100 per bottle.
This is ridiculous. I'm leaving. I just need to use the restroom.
Oh, dear. Unfortunately, the lavatory isn't covered by your plan, but I can upgrade you to the gold plan.
Danny reluctantly hands over her credit card to the front desk attendant.
Wonderful.
Front desk attendant looks over the explanation of benefits.
Oh, dear. It looks like needing the bathroom is considered a pre-existing condition, so we won't be able to offer you coverage today. Next.
People walk up. We see them hand a card to the attendant.
Ah, visiting from Toronto. I see. Welcome. Well then, your visit today is free. And of course, we have your complimentary donut and chilled champagne waiting for you.
Super fun.
Let's talk about that.
The idea came from frustration out of accessing healthcare in the United States and just the multiple hoops you're forced to jump through. And yeah, this idea of kind of mapping that to a gym membership where there's all these hurdles to just get even access the gym. And yeah, that was kind of an idea.
So the map is super clear. I think it's very fun. To me, like, as soon as you were like, you got to hit your deductible, I was like, yep, this is solid. And I love to hear more specifics that make the American healthcare system so frustrating. Like if the front desk attendant does more stuff, it's like, oh, but you didn't get the gold plan through your work. You know, like, to me, like, I'd love to see more. I think if you do more of that, like more of the like systems that make, I love what you did with like out of, when she tried to use the credit card and it was like, oh, you're actually out of network. So it's $100. I thought that was like great. And I think doing stuff like that lets you keep the numbers gym real, which I think will help you like play this map a little more like real on the gym side.
That's my
big thing, but the map is so fun.
Cool. Thank you. That's helpful.
Yeah, I love the map. I love it too. And it's so infuriating, but with Roxy's perfect, pleasant reading, almost a little robotic with just like sweet as pie was just perfect as well. One thing I was wondering is what is keeping Danny there? If there's like, if you could get her in the door with something to heighten her stakes of being there, like, or to give her some sort of background, like I'm getting married in a month. I really need this gym membership or something like that's going to keep her there longer. Like maybe she does qualified to get in the door or, you know, something to get her started. And so she's kind of already in there spending money. So when she does spend money, when we see these exorbitant prices, that it makes a little more sense. Like, well, I'm already in for this much, but it was so much fun. And I love that. Just that little nuance of like, oh, they're from Europe. So yeah, they just get in for free. It's really kind of fun too. Oh, and I'm sorry. The other thing I was thinking was I'd like to see the front desk attendant just tell Danny to like put her on hold for a minute. Like, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to put you on hold for 1 second. And she just stands there, just like looks straight around, like just for an awkward minute. And then thank you for holding. Maybe some like hold music plays. I don't know.
I love to see just a run of people going in and the attendant just being like, oh, Mexico, New Zealand, Australia, Denmark, Sweden. Like,
that's great. That's true. Yeah. Yeah, I had the same note as Amy about like what, yeah, why is Danny putting up with this? You know, like, was it a membership that Danny didn't realize was like renewing and now they're locked in, or, you know, like what is it? But also I think I just want Danny to ask like more clarifying questions of like, well, what does the $500 cover? You know, because that comes up several times of like, oh, well, I'm paying $500 a month for this. What is Danny paying for? So just to have her ask like those clearer questions, I think, would be helpful, and also heighten just how different these points of view are for Danny and the front desk attendant, as well. And yeah, I could see an entire sketch where the entire justification is, well, they're from Europe. So if that's not what this turns into, I need another one.
Sweet. I like that. I think too, we have the mandates, the government mandates now to have health insurance coverage. Maybe you want to put that in there somewhere. Like, you have to, oh, well, I'm sorry, you can't. Well, can I just cancel my membership? No, I'm sorry. It's government mandated. Yeah. Like, they'll ding you on your taxes if you don't pay for it now, you know, whatever, like something about that.
Hard agree. I would love to see her try to leave and be like, don't forget, you'll be fined on your taxes if you don't have age membership.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm really sad, but so accurate.
Yep, yep. Often places that you have to like sign up for classes, like a spin class is really popular. So, or like a Zumba, you have to like pre-register. So maybe you get in and then like you have it like, or in the front test, like the front desk attendants, maybe like your queue, you're waiting like to get into a class and you can't, and then it gets full when there was like 10 seats available somewhere, 10 spaces, and then it quickly filled up because you weren't fast enough. She didn't get like, oh, I'm sorry, you were on hold that long. Oh, it looks like the class is full, you know, and the thing you wanted to do, you can't do.
Yes. Oh, it's, yeah. Oh, that totally ties back to, I feel like, with the windows when you can sign up for healthcare, like, oh, it's after December 1st, so you can no longer get it for this
right.
year.
You can't be in the spin class until February of next year. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need to work out. I have a wedding next month. Well, maybe you should try working out before it's an emergency. No one can afford to do that.
Yeah, June through August, it's much higher in deductible because that's wedding season.
But the people ahead of me got in for free.
Oh my gosh, where's the rift plane? It's missing.
Know.
And the rift captain's nowhere to be found.
Did he leave us for Canada?
I'm sorry, everybody. Yeah. Yeah. The rift captain had to go to Canada to get a little
healthcare. He heard about the chips and the healthcare.
Yep.
Yeah.
And he left us.
Let's just try to like stay down here and riff without the captain and you know, hopefully America's medical system will be updated so the captain can come back down and join us soon. Roxy, I feel like you've got something you wanted to yell in the captain's ear.
Yeah. I always do. But since we're safely landing, I thought, you know, I'd wait to take off my safety belt before saying anything.
There you go.
Anyways, so I have a sketch idea. In my brain, I've named it the hardest working people in the hospital. It's not who you think. It's the elevator. It's the little noises in the elevator. I feel like they're done by like little gremlins or little gnomes. And like, those are the hardest working people because the elevator never stops, man. Emergency after hours, like it's always on. And so somebody's got to make those noises or else how do you know it's, you know, you're in an elevator one, but in the hospital, I feel like it's double time. So I had this idea of little workers. Like I even hear like a dog bell, like there's a dog in there somewhere too. And I just have this idea of the elevators in the hospital being operated by little creatures. And yeah. And they like just take bets of like who's might die. I don't know. Like or what's going to happen like on each floor. Like, I feel like they all know like from the gossip or like,
I was going to say gossip is kind of what struck to me. Like, it'd be really fun if they're like, oh my gosh, did you see that old lady get off on level four? Like she's already on the wrong floor. She's lost. She's never going to make it out of here alive. And just like gossip and then like adorable little like elf voices. It'd be really cute. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I feel like a fun justification too for like getting all this and like doing all this thing would be like an important part of going to the hospital for people is getting scared and then treasuring your life more when you leave. So we gotta make these people scared. The elevator, like,
like thinking you might die before you even get to surgery. I like it. Yeah.
I don't think I want to do this anymore. People seem scared. That's the point, Jingles. We gotta do it more.
You saw that arrogant guy coming to visit his girlfriend. He needs to be taken down a peg. Really appreciate his life. Yeah.
They want two people to hook up, so they like stop the elevator for an hour. Yes.
Yeah. And clang on stuff. Yeah. For me, the perfect moment for this is the moment where one of the gremlins just like doesn't want to do it anymore. I'm tired of scaring people. Yeah. Had to be like reminded.
I'm just like in my mind picturing them each behind one number in the elevator, and the defiant one, like it's someone who keeps pushing the button, but it's not like lighting up, and they're all like, "What are you doing? You're pushing this. You gotta, make your noise. You gotta light up." It's like, oh, I don't want to do it. This was your dream, not mine, Mom.
Remember when Austin, the nurse practitioner, was dating Cindy for 3 years and he didn't commit and he didn't pop the question and then we made a big noise in the elevator and they got married 2 weeks later. That's why we do this.
The justification is that gremlins just really like hospital drama shows.
Yes. General Hospital.
Being aware of the fact that they want to make it like TV and being like, come on, this isn't Oxygen, it's HBO. Two interesting things per page. Let's do it.
You could have them locking two of the doctors into the room when there's an emergency and they're like the only surgeons in the hospital, but they have to fall in love.
They're just agents of chaos. I don't know, Roxy, this is a screenplay.
Trolls 3. We haven't had a twin mix-up where they're both in comas from the same motorcycle accident in 2 months.
Go, 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 go.
Noticing how often couples use we, I'm like not even sure where I want to go with that, but it just kind of cracks me up, the whole like, oh yeah, we're moving. We made this salad. Like we, even like the we're pregnant, like just that like shared experience. And yeah, I don't know if it's like taking that to extreme, but there's just something funny to me about the way we use we and refer to like our significant others so collectively.
I think we had a baby is like the strongest place for that. Like we, okay. Oh, you both had a baby? Yeah. Is that possible?
I could also see just like bringing this out, like, because I agree this is a crazy thing. Couples do it all the time in front of me. And I'd love to see just like a normal like dinner conversation or something where a couple just all of a sudden goes, excuse us, we have to go to the bathroom. We are really thirsty right now. I don't know what's going on.
In a kind of adjacent vein, one of my pet peeves is like when my friends will be like, oh, mom said this. And I'm like, she's not my mom. Claim her as your own, please.
And in the inverse of that, my brother will say mom. He'll be like, my mom did this. I mean, you mean our mom? Right. He'll be like, my mom said this. I'm like, you realize she's also my mom, dude.
It's so weird. It's a funny thing. Your sibling does that.
I'd love to see someone get really upset about that. She's not your grandma. I would love a justification where a couple is just like, oh yeah, we're codependent.
We are okay with that. We have adjusted to accepting this reality.
And we are working on it in therapy together.
Yeah. I used to know a couple that dressed head to toe in the exact same outfits, and I feel like this is the compliment.
Yes.
Wow. We've got the itchiest sweater on right now.
Yeah, so you could have one person in this couple say, like, start to get a little aggravated at their partner, and then at some point just be like, I don't like this. Oh, you know, and it's like, oh my gosh, did you say I? What? Yeah. There is no I in this relationship. Yeah.
I mean, we don't like this. Yes.
Yeah. Hey, what's going on? Why are you wearing different clothes? We're mad at me right now.
I think that's a good riff.
So, Sketchies, the assignment this week is my piggy bank is full.
Can we get the assignment then, too? I know that you're really proud of your piggy bank, but can we get the assignment?
No, that's it.
Oh, is it?
Amy, the assignment is my piggy bank is full.
Okay. All right. That's exciting. Yeah.
Whatever that makes you think of. Oh my gosh, look at that. We rolled all the way to Plugtown.
You can get pretty far with a full piggy bank.
Yeah. Mikey piggy bank's fuller than yours.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, but mine's fired. Bigger. Yeah, Amanda, anything you want to plug?
Actually, just the WGIS jams that Sonia and Roxy go to. They're super fun and anyone's welcome. Go to, the WGIS website, which is wgimprovschool.com for more details.
Woo! Roxy, anything you want to plug?
Tonight, Queen City Comedy, they're going through their second year anniversary of online launching Global Improv Projects, and Ridgely takes the stage at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Check it out!
Awesome! On Thanks, Facebook. Roxy!
Yeah!
Yeah!
Thank you.
That's cool. Sonia, anything you want to plug?
Oh, yeah. So Roxy and I are part of also a Queen City Comedy improv team, Trash Kingdom, and we do a show every several weeks. So you can follow us on Facebook, Trash Kingdom, and or Queen City Comedy, and you'll find out about the next show. So come check it out.
I have a reminder for everybody. It's not really a plug, but it's the time of year where the spotted lanternfly is making its presence known on the East Coast. And I just want people to know that it's a very invasive species and you should kill it. If you see it or report it. Because I just found some of my blackberries today and it was very sad. So they're very dangerous to vegetation and crops. So if you see a spotted lanternfly,
kill it and report it. That's all. Thank you. Well, friends, that's all for us. Thank you to all the participants and to the Jeff Powers for the music you've heard. Also, a big thanks to you, the listeners. If you'd like to support the show or check out more that we have to offer, head on over to sketchysketchsketch.com.
While you're there, hit the support tab, check out our Patreon. We got a bunch of exclusive content on there. And if you're like, hey, I got funny sketches I want to bring on the show, email your sketches to sketchsketchpod@gmail.com or fill out the form on our website.
Also, if something you've heard today really tickled your funny bone so much you want to give some love to the writer or give a joke idea to them as well, hit us up on our website where there's a place to do just that.
As always, if you like what you heard, tell your friends, check us out on socials, check out our classes, subscribe, and give us 5 stars.
Do all those things, and we will see you soon, everybody. Bye.
We will see you soon.
We're little gremlins from the elevator in the hospital.
Ding, ding, you're dead.
Bye.
Thank you very much.